in the flat, just stepped right in there.
Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. Woo-hoo! Touchdown, Albia. Griffin Osing on the 3-yard carry for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. That's the Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. They're locally owned and operated. They are there when you need them, just like Griffin Osing on that opening touchdown. 6-0 Blue Demons with the extra point to come.
And don't forget, folks, every touchdown, we're going to start getting discounts at Albia Wash and Go, both the Albia and LaVille locations on automatic car washes. So with that first touchdown, that's $1 off on Tuesday. Touchdown Tuesdays, you'll get that discount at least a dollar off on an automatic car wash.
Albia will set up for the extra point here. Had some difficulties getting a snap off. There it is up high enough, blocked, partially blocked, but it is good enough, and Albia is on the board first, 7-0, 11:02 to go, 58 seconds into this first quarter, and Albia on front, 7-0. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Blackbird Primitives is where you will find the primitive cupboards filled with baskets, candles, florals, stitchery, rag rugs, and a wonderful selection of fall decor items for your home. Blackbird Primitives is the best place to find the fun.
You should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
The Mustangs tie it up with a touchdown drive of their own, and here's a high end-over-end kick on the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. Here comes the return, a fake handoff. Sarver going to keep it on the right side. Has a nice blocking wall on that right side. Gets by one defender across the 25, out across the 30. Nearly got that corner turned, and Sarver takes it out across the 32-yard line. Jimmy, you talked about the momentum of the football game. You don't want to give the Mustangs any momentum, and that's what just happened right there.
Yeah, you know, Jason, that's true, but I'm telling you what, you know, it's just one of those deals. Good play. I mean, they had a great play there. But I tell you what, our speed sometimes, we talk about we're so fast, sometimes we're so darn fast, we put ourselves out of the play. So you have to be careful there. You know, the defensive lineman flying through, they over pursue it, and then guess what? We're out of the picture.
Albia with the football. We'll get your offensive starting lineups here in just a moment. Leshen comes under center. Counterpack handoff running with it. Is Sarver caught in the backfield? A short gain of about a yard on the play. Let's get your Hawkeye Real Estate offensive starting lineups. If you're looking for a new home, farm, or hunting property, give them a call. Alan, Ryan, or Nate Ammons, give them a call at Hawkeye Real Estate in Albia today.
Nick Yurkowski, front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Kieran Judge, backside guard.
Connor McDonough, backside tackle.
Brett Leshen, quarterback.
Griffin Osing, fullback.
Matt Baker, slotback.
Ryan Sarver, tailback.
Luke Sarver, tight end.
Zach Hugum, split in.
There's a sack by the Mustangs. And, Christian, this offense or this defensive front is big, and they're getting some pressure on the Blue Demons here.
That's for sure. I mean, they're going at it hard. A big number, Sunday 4. I mean, he's a horse out there. That's what Jimmy's been telling me the whole time. You look at him, he's just firing right through there. We just got to stay low and block hard.
Third down, 16. Two receivers east side of the field. Leshen out of the shotgun. Rolls back, has time, throws it across the middle of the field. It's complete and held across the first down marker, and that is, of course, Zach Hugan. Zach on the attack. Hugan, first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Boy, we talk about Zach Hugan, Jimmy, being such a big threat, and right there he showed it right off across the middle of the field.
Oh, I freaking love that kid. That's Zach attack, Jason. It's a game, brother, and he knows it. We're playing a tough team, and I'm telling you what, he's bringing it. Each and every one of them, Jason's bringing it tonight.
You know, we talk about the starting lineup, there's a little pressure on the up front there. Casey Zinski actually is coming in starting at center, allowing it with Kieran Judge being out with injury is allowing Eli Bishop to go to the guard. So they're working on some kinks there, but that's all right. They'll get it. Here comes a quick pitch coming around, or handoff out here. Griffin Osing immediately met by Utt. Looks like a flag. I'm going to guess face mask on it.
Yeah,
from Utt there. He kind of grabbed a whole lot of helmet, not a lot of jersey.
Well, they're going to mark this off, figure this one out. And while they're figuring out, let's figure out what the scores look like on the Friday Night Lights big board. Jay Mill, give us a score and update.
All right, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board has us tied here with Albion Davis County at 7 apiece. Oskaloosa has gone up on Sheraton at 7-0. Regina still holding that 21-0 lead over Eddyville. And Murray now up on Wayne, 19-8. Sigourney Kyoto has extended their lead on Wapello. It's now 21-0, the Cobras. Pekin is still in the lead against Pleasantville. It's 21-10. Williamsburg up on Centerville, 13-0. Bondurant Farrar has gone out on top of I-35, 13-0. I've got some more scores. We'll get to them next.
After the 15-yard mark off, Albia has the ball first down and 10 from the Mustang 37-yard line. Leshen, offset eye. Here's a fake handoff, and Brett running with the football, gets by a defender, but he's going to be brought down right away, and that's number 5, Utt, on the stop.
And Isaac Hoagland in there, also defensive lineman, put a big hit on him as well. Nice little play, trying to do a little misdirection, quarterback keep. I thought Brett did a good job concealing the football, but Davis County stayed true to their assignments and was able to sniff that one out and get the tackle, maybe a half-yard pickup there, Jason.
Well, T, you can see that not only they're big, but this is a physically athletic group, this Mustang team.
Yes, they are, you know, and just very disciplined.
Here's the power eye. Leshen gets it off and running straight ahead and met after a yard or two, and that is it. Sarver will pick up a yard, and that's going to bring a third down, and let's call it 8 here. Ball at the 36-yard line.
That was Wayne Dorsher in on that tackle for Davis County, and they're talking about, the boys are talking about 74, how big he is. He comes in at 6'2", 294, and he looks all of that.
A big play right here as Albia finds itself tied at 7 here. 6:34 to go, opening quarter. Two receivers here on each side of the field. Leshen in the shotgun, one back in the backfield. Leshen has time. Here's a pass down the sideline and complete. Oh, no! In and out of the hands of the antenna receiver. Zach Eugen was on a fly pattern down that right sideline. And, Jimmy, that blur that went by you, Zach Eugen, boy, I'll tell you what, he was making some separation. You can see that speed that he possesses.
Oh, man, Jason, it was there. It was there. We got it next time. We got it next time, but it was there.
I like the fact that they went for a deep and nice pattern, nice timing. Everything's working out well. Those are the things that we talk about as the season goes on. We need to continue to develop and get better at, and that's exactly what we're doing. That was great timing. It just in and out of the hands. Good coverage by Davis County, and we go on fourth.
Looks like
along.
Albie's going to maybe punt here. We'll wait and see. But the punt group in. Leshen, stand back, trip position. Baker now goes in motion. And it's going to be a fake pitch. Relaying with his Leshen near the first down mark. He's going to come just a little short. Albia went for that out of the punt formation. Brett took it inside the 30, but was brought down about a yard short. Gutsy call there, T. I don't know. I thought maybe they might run a play out of that instead of the fake punt.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And, you know, but it is what it is. We'll get them on, you know, D.
It'd be hard to punt them much deeper than where it is. They're certainly not giving up great field position to Davis County. So, really, it's not a bad play. You know, they're just going to start the drive at the 30. It would have been hard to get the punt much deeper than that with a decent return. So, that's a good call, I think. It just didn't come up.
Yep. 6:13 to go here. Davis County. The Mustangs tied up with the Blue Demons. Here's a handoff running over the left side and a carry out to the 35-yard line. A gain of 5 on that first down carry. Let's get a quick scoring update. Back at the Friday Night Live studio, Jay Mill, get us updated.
All right, the scores we didn't get to last time around. Montezuma leads North Mahaska 20-0. Indianola has gone up on Ottumwa. Two scores. This is in Ottumwa. It's 14-0. Indianola on top. Pella Christian and Des Moines Christian just went to the half with Pella Christian leading by 3, 10-7. And it is...
Wow.
Sorry.
Bassett on the carry, and he gets the first down all the way out to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards on second down, and the Mustangs are moving the chains once again.
You know, we're talking Bassett, Spencer Bassett. He's actually the second cousin to Brendan Bassett, the sophomore defensive end for the Blue Demons. So we're going to hear that name called both sides. We're not misreading. It's just the similar last name.
Trips out to the far side of the field, the Albia sideline. But... hands it off and running this time, brought down after a gain of a yard or two. But I'll tell you, the Mustangs are doing a good job up front, see, of making some holes there.
That's right. Their offensive line's just moving our defense back. Big number, Sonny Ford. He's taking out two guys at a time, it looks like, on some of these plays. He's just playing a heck of a game right now for them.
Well, Dan, one thing I noticed is a lot of the same jerseys on both sides of the ball for the Mustangs. This is where we may find out the true test of that two-platoon football.
That's right.
Here's a handoff, and running straight ahead is
Bassett.
Bassett gets a pickup of another 5 yards. He's going to be about a yard short. It's going to be third down. And let's call it less than a yard here for the Mustangs into Albia territory.
You know, we talked to Dave Schooley, the voice of the Mustangs there before the game. You know, and talking about how Bassett's just doing a really good job. He's playing at a high level, runs really straight, north and south, goes right up the line, and they're getting good holes, and he's doing a good job.
Here's a handoff. Bassett hitting the backfield and brought down, a loss on the play all the way back to the 47-yard line. A loss of about two is going to bring up a crucial fourth down here, fourth down and three. And, T, this is where this defense is going to have to show off its toughness right here.
Yeah, you got to buckle it down right here. That was a great play by Justin Bossard maybe got in there on that.
Actually, it was the first one to make contact was Bassett on Bassett.
Oh, so, was it? Yes.
he was the one who spun him up, but I think Bossard's the one who finished him off in the backfield to get that tackle. But Brendan Bassett actually made contact to spin him around just for a half a second.
Mustangs look like they're going to punt here. Here's the snap, the kick. It's a quick end-over-end kick. And takes a bounce at the 10, rolls towards the end zone, and will die in the end zone, and that will be a touchdown. And Albia will take the ball over. But let's real quickly run back to the Friday Night Live studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
I can't get them all in, guys. This is great fast-paced action. Lomoni leads Seymour 56-0. Indianola has just scored again on Ottumwa. It's now 21-0, blanking the Bulldogs here. We've also got a score from that Pella-Knoxville game. It's Pella 9, Knoxville 0. And Tuscaloosa has now gone to the second quarter with Sheraton. They lead Sheraton 7-0 at their homecoming. Back live to you.
Albia with the football. Tied at 7 here. 3:47 to go in the opening quarter. Leshen comes under center. I formation. Here's the handoff. Running ahead is Osing across the 20 out to the 22-yard line. A gain of a 1, maybe 2 on first down.
They ran right up the tackle guard spot there. Actually, Hunter Gerson there, so it's good to get him back in there. He's getting his reps in. We saw him come in just a little bit last week, his first official week back on the Blue Demon squad there. All-district lineman coming in as a junior now this year, second-year starter. So good to get him back in there. He get his reps. He'll get settled in.
Zach Eugen split out here to the near side. Baker in the slot. Again, out beyond the I formation. Here's a fake handoff, a pitch. Going to Sarver. Sarver hitting the backfield and brought down. This Mustang defense has kind of read this offense, Jimmy. They know what's going on.
Well, listen, this is a huge game, Jace. And they want it. You know what I'm saying? So, and once you taste a little bit, you can tell you can do something with this. They're going hard. But I got to props that 74, brother. I'm falling in love with that dude. That dude's all over the field, and he's making it miserable for the other side.
Third down, let's call it 9 for the Blue Demons. At the 20-yard line, 21-yard line of the Mustangs. Leshen rolls back, has time, plants, throws it downfield. Double coverage, and they got one-handed catch.
Wow.
You can't believe it.
Wow.
What an amazing one-handed catch at the 45-yard line. Zach Eugen, who a week ago showed off his magician skills in the corner of the end zone, made even a better catch here between two defenders, Dan, one-handed.
Very tightly covered, double coverage in the middle of the field. Outstanding defense by the Mustangs. The pass was put in a place where nobody could catch it, and Zach Eugen put one mitt out there at the last second and snagged it right in front of us. We had the greatest spot to see it. That was amazing.
That is some sick, sick skills. That's things up for Albie, the pass of the football. And T, we can run the football, but I'll tell you what, when we can pass the ball, it's going to loosen that defense up.
You got to get that balance in, and that's something we've been looking for out of this team. And early on, we relied heavily on that rushing attack because we could. You know, we got big blown out games, and that's just what you do. But this is going to be a tight contest, and so to balance it back and forth is going to be huge. And yeah, there's Grandpa Joe's grandson there, Luke Sarver, coming in with a nice pass reception there right across the middle. Gets the Blue Demons in inside the red zone for the first time, first play here. So red zone brought to you by GP Insurance. GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call and let him help answer your questions and health insurance needs.
Let's kick a quick timeout. Come right back. The Blue Demon has called timeout. We'll do the same after a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Albia Golf and Country Club for the first annual Muddy Outdoors Open. Where we join in today, Jeff Van Polen is on number 5. He takes out a 7-iron. He swings. Oh, that's a bad hit.
My God!
I think he took the name of the tournament. Literally, he is definitely muddy on that shot. Van Polen took a drop. He's on the backside of the water again. Here's a swing. Oh, he's up on top of the hill, folks. It's a long way to the bottom if he wants to hit the hole. I think if I were Jeff Van Pullen, I'd just pick up and take an X on number five.
If I were Jeff Van Pullen, I'd stick my club in his bag.
Boy, Jeff's in a tough spot. Take an X, Jeff.
Hi, this is Mike Madison with Albia Golf. We have great membership deals going on right now for all new members. Please call today, 641-932-8057. Thanks.
Tell this guy to get on his cart.
After the timeout, Albia runs a play. And the timeout leads Albia to no gain on that quick handoff to Griffin Osing. Second down, and let's call it 11 after a one-yard loss. Here's the I formation, rolling back, Legend being pursued. Plants, throws it up towards the end zone, is short, and did it, it incomplete. Yeah. Nearly picked off. I'll tell you what, the Mustangs had that well read over their tee.
Yes, they did. They were right all over. I think it was Matt Baker down here in the right corner of the end zone, but his guy was right on him.
And Brett Leshen, under a little bit of pressure there, had to throw off his back foot, so wasn't able to get himself set, so the pass was just a little errant on the mark to begin with. And so fortunate that Davis County wasn't able to reel that in and get the interception, and so we'll live another play here, third down and 10.
Leshen under center. Quick pitch to Sarver on the right side. Has some running room. Inside the 10, the 5, still fighting towards the goal line. It's going to be just short of the end zone. But, boy, that was a big wall over there on that right side, Christian. That offensive line pulled out there, and they moved bodies downfield.
The offensive line did a great job blocking there, and not just the offensive line, but the backs doing their part in blocking right there for Ryan Sarver. Fullback Griffin Osing setting up a pretty good block right there, and as well as Matt Baker.
You know, and we've seen that out of the backs all year long, and Ryan Sarver certainly spoke to that. When they're not running, they want to block for their teammates.
Here's a quick handoff again. It's Osing trying He's to fight in. Through the gun zone. Touchdown, Albia. Griffin Osing with his second touchdown of the night. That touchdown brought to you by Senator Pierce Mocker Funeral Home. They're there when you need them, and boys, that was well needed because this momentum had went the Mustang way. Albia answers the Mustangs' touchdown, and Dan, you know, this Mustang team has a lot going for it. Had the momentum their way. That was an important drive right there for
us. Really, it set the tone. Again, a nice little balance. What I like is Coach Farrington going both directions with his backs, with receivers, you know, mixing up with Pays. Luke Sarver catches a pass. Zach Hugan catches a pass. We got Griffin Osing running it, running for touchdowns. Ryan Sarver getting a
Blue Demons.
It sure is.
There's, yeah.
You can't say much more than that, T.
Yeah, he's saying, yep. Good job. I got your batteries, buddy.
T with his interpreter Jimmy over on the sidelines. And I can just see Tim. He's shaking his head. T, you got your mic back on?
I think so.
I tell you, there's no peace for you, is there?
You know, and Jimmy talked about it just before that, too. It's what a huge set there for the Blue Demons to try to get the stop. Brett Leshen comes under center, gives a quick pitch to Ryan Sarver to the near side of the field.
Nice cut up nice there. Ball. No, he lost fumble, the fumble ball. On the play.
And that's going to be a turnover. That came out before he was down. A little ball popped loose by the Davis County Mustangs. And one of the safety came up and was able to recover that ball. Mustangs will take over on the 24-yard line.
You know, guys, we have avoided the turnover bug in the first 3 weeks, and that's the thing that can really turn the momentum of a game. You know, it's part of the football game, but that's a big momentum turn back to the Mustangs.
It is, you know, and that's certainly what you don't want to give them, that excitement or that jazz and juice in their body to think that they can do something here. So Blue Demons, again, the defense, again, with that two platoon, they're coming out still relatively fresh. They're just going to come out to smack hard and go get them.
Hutt gives the handoff, and Bassett with the carry down to the 20-yard line. The Mustangs took over at the 24. That's a 4-yard pickup.
What I like, though, here in the last series and this one, the defense seems to be adjusting very quickly to that offense that the Mustangs are bringing. And they, you know, not to say that the Mustangs can't break open a play, but they really have gotten some nice tackles, maybe a yard or two pickup, but it's not the 5-7 yard pickups.
Thomas for the Mustangs, split to the right side, far right side. Hutt stays in the shotgun. Jones and Bassett, the lone backs. In the backfield, here's a handoff, and Jones running straight ahead. He has a pickup of a yard or two, but good defensive pursuit that time by the Blue Demon front, and they're getting a little more penetration to Big C up front.
Oh, yeah, the big blue right here, defensive line, they're stepping it up now. I mean, that big old stop had at the goal line right there, I think that brought some big old motivation for them and some encouragement there that they know that they can do it.
8:33 to go, Albia. scored in the first 58 seconds and took the lead 7-0, and then Mustangs answered. It's a 14-7 Albion lead here with 8:23 to go, but the Mustangs inside the red zone of the Blue Demons. Third down and six here. Hutt in the shotgun. He'll work out of the shotgun all night. Rolls back, being pursued. Here comes the screen. The screen is on, and it's going to go incomplete. Well read that time, but Jimmy, that's the smarts that you need out of a defense.
Yeah, excellent job. You know, because the lineman, you're coming through so hard, you know, you think, I'm going to get the quarterback, and next thing you know, there's a screen play on. But Jason, number five, just fell down, and that might have been a bad play.
Yeah, but the one thing I do like, and we saw that type of play earlier in the year against Fairfield, they run that screen play, and we kind of have a what I'm going to call a goal line defense, even though the ball's on the 20, and we didn't quite react to it that first game. This season tonight, we only had about two or three guys that continued to pursue, and the rest tried to drop back and make the adjustment. So learning as the season's going along. And you're right, Jimmy, he about made it for a good one.
Connor Young is going to try a field goal here for him. This is going to be a 37-yard field goal. Here comes the snap. The hold is there. The kick is high enough. It's certainly long enough, and it is going to be good enough. And the Mustangs put three up on the board. 14-10 after the Mustang field goal. Albion out in front here, 7:59 to go in the first half. Again, it's 14-10 Albion. We'll take a run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill high above the Albion square with Renee, Scott, Gail, Jim, Scott, and Elza Goodlow. Jay Mill gives the scoring update.
All right, the Friday Night Lights big board here, and also want to one more time thank Albion Brewing Company. We're putting the finishing touches on those hot, juicy, made-from-scratch pizzas. Tim and Brian and the whole crew down there, thanks a lot. Here's your scoring update. Albia leads Davis County 14-10. It's Sheraton just scoring just a few seconds ago, getting up on the big board here. But Oskaloosa leads it by a touchdown. It's Oski 14, Sheraton 7. Iowa City still leads Eddyville at the half. Regina leads the Rockets 28-0. Murray on top of Wayne 19-16. Pella leads Knoxville 16-0. Also, Sigourney Kyoto at the half now against Wapello. They lead 27-0. Pekin at the half leads Pleasantville 28-16. Brand new score coming in with Centerville and Williamsburg. Williamsburg leads this one in the second quarter 20-14 over the Big Red. Montezuma, 10th in the state, leads North Mahaska at halftime break 35-0. It's Indianola on top of Ottumwa 21-0. And Clark leads Winterset 21-6. We're getting ready for a Conley spray foam kickoff. Let's go back live to Bloomfield in high fidelity. Here's Jason, Jimmy, Dan, Big T, and Big C.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff taken back by Ryan Sarver. He'll bring it out to the 25-yard line. Albion will take over after the field goal by the Mustangs. 37-yard field goal.
You know, does Brian Lindbergh know that we leave around 4:30? He could give us some appetizers.
I'm bang on his back door and I leave.
Oh, were those supposed to be for you guys?
Lesham rolls back, throws it downfield, has a receiver wide open and incomplete as Zach Eugen had to come backwards, and that is Bassett that broke that up.
A little interesting. I mean, the Bassett's certainly not making a play for the ball and making contact with Hugan as Hugan's coming into it. Probably not going to ever get that call, but certainly a little questionable as to whether there's contact before the ball had a chance to be caught by Zach. But nice adjustment. Ball just a little bit underthrown.
14-10 your score here. Albion with the football. 7:42 to go in the first half. Leshen under center. Power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Sarver working his way upfield. Gets by one defender. Lowers his shoulder. Got across the 30-yard line. Nice, tough run there by Ryan Sarver. Pick up about 5 yards. The good job, Dan, of being patient there.
Really was. And able to break free of the tackle. The defender just had a piece of jersey. Not able to pull Ryan down. He's got that strength and that speed in his body there to get that break out there. And picked up, like you said, 5 yards on the second down play. Brings up third and five. Big play for the Blue Demons with the ball at their own 30-yard line.
7:13 to go here, first half. Eugen splits out here to the near side, right in front of the Mustang bench. Baker in the slot. Leshen rolls back. He's being pursued. And he falls down, slips in the backfield and falls down. That big number 74, Jimmy, you talk about, he was bringing the heat, but Brett just lost his footing there.
I was talking to a guy over here, and I said, he's a farm boy. Quite obvious. No, he's tough, dude. I'm telling you, real tough.
Hit Dorsher again, almost 300-pound boy, and Brett saw that big body coming at him, so he tried to double back and just slipped it. It's the time of night where a little bit of dew getting on the grass gets a little slippery for the runners when they're trying to make that hard cut like that.
Fourth down now for the Blue Demons. Albion forced to punt. Here comes the Leshen punt, spiral punt all the way back to the 33-yard line. Here comes the Mustangs on the return. An open field tackle, Luke Sarver on the stop at the 34. A one-yard punt return. I'll tell you what, that is some great open field tackling there, Dan Stocker.
Luke had a great beat on, a very good stiff arm by Davis County. Connor Young thought maybe he'd get free of most defenders, but not Luke Sarver. We talked to him in that pregame, too, where these guys don't get a chance to play defense this year like they did some last year, and they're wanting to take advantage of that and get all the touches they can and get the tackles if they can get them.
T, flag on the field. Did you see that one, buddy? It was right across your way.
I did not see what the infraction was, sir.
Well, the good news is you do have a mic to inform us. How did you get those batteries back?
I don't know. When Jimmy was not looking.
Jump.
Where'd it go, Sully?
Penalty appears to be on Davis County. I think the signal went that way. Didn't see what it was, though.
Well, we'll wait for the indication here. For the Mustangs with the football, 14-10. Albion with the four-point lead here, 6:23 to go in the first half.
I think maybe it was a block in the back, given the position of the play on the field where that flag was. Indeed, that's what it was. So, alertly, the officials caught that, and that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. So, instead of starting with decent field position at their own 33 now, the Mustangs will start on their own 23-yard line. The Blue Demon defense coming in, ready to see if they can make a stop here, keep them on their side of the field, get the Blue Demons the ball before the half. Again, 6:23 in the second quarter. Blue Demons up 14-10.
Mustangs with the football. Big shout out to our friends over at the Eagles Club. I know they're listening in tonight. And, of course, we're going to have your halftime show brought to you by Cindy's Beauty Hut, but we'll have your Eagles Club impact player that first half when we come back. Utt rolling back, being pursued. The heat is on. He's going to throw it downfield. He has a receiver open all the way inside the 40, 30, 25, 20, and that is going to go for a Mustang touchdown. And the Mustangs, for the first time in this entire football season, have taken a lead here over the Blue Demons, but that is the first time the Blue Demons have found themselves trailing right in any contest.
Yeah, very well-executed play. Rolling out on the run is a great senior quarterback, able to get that throw off and put it right on the money to Young, and he's just wide open. He ran past the coverage underneath. Again, the Blue Demons just not fully recognizing the route that was being run there and being tested is the defense, and unfortunately gave up a touchdown. But we'll see. I mean, I'm still the Blue Demons got a lot of fight left there to get a chance to get the ball back, get the score before halftime.
Here's the extra point attempt. It is up. It is good. A 17-14 lead here for the Mustangs. 6:08 to go in the first half. We'll be right back with your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Don't go anywhere.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest! I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
Seventeen-14, the Mustangs with the lead here, 6:08 to go, and your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff about to take place right here. Here comes the kick. It's a deep kick, and the whistles are going to blow, and there's going to be a flag, and they'll re-kick this one and move it back 5 yards. I'll tell you what, guys, this would be a big moment for special teams play right here. This is can be a moment where you can change that momentum, Big C.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, if we get a big play right here on the special teams, that turns the tide of the momentum onto our side right here, especially going to half with a 21-17 lead with that. It'd be great if we could do it here.
And I'll tell you, here's a test, Dan, right now, is the character of this football team.
Yep.
We have not been tested like this. You need to be tested like this. Yep. And how you respond is going to be real important. And this will be a moment for them to show off that response.
Well, absolutely. You know, the games before are great that we've had, but they weren't going to be the end of the season. There's a lot of season. We all knew this. The players know this. This is a great opportunity for them to continue to get better at the game and their craft. And right now, we have that defense make some adjustments. adjustments. The offense needs to come out and get some points on the board.
Here's another Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Sarver, Ryan Sarver backing up, takes it, drops it at the 6-yard line. He's going to have to return it from the 5, 10, and brought down. And the momentum we talked about on our special team side of the field being important for us. Well, this time, Jimmy, the Mustangs make a big special teams play.
Wow, Jason. Yeah, that was a good play. I just seen Leshen lay somebody out, dude. Oh, this guy was hurting. He come up swinging. Oh.
Well, they got the better half of that.
It don't matter. He still hit somebody.
Bryce Leshen will hit somebody.
He's looking for every opportunity he can get out there. And, you know, we talk about that. Ryan Sarver talked about how when he's not running the ball, he's looking to go block and hit somebody. These guys really want to get after and do the best they can. And here's going to be the test right here to see if the offense can get it done.
Albie with the football. Here's a fake handoff, running fade pattern down the sideline, and Eugen nearly had that one, had his defender beat. I really like that. We can go vertical against most teams, Dan, because of that speed, and Zach had his defender beat. Just a little overthrown there by Brett, but that was a nice-looking play.
Very good-looking play. Nice play-action play there. Coming out on that first down, that's the second series that Coach Farrington's done that. You know, oftentimes you throw on that third down where you know it's coming, but first down you don't expect it, so I think that's a great opportunity to try to take advantage of the defense, maybe not expecting that. Just, unfortunately, it was just a little overthrown.
You notice that a lot of the same guys on defense here were on offense just a moment ago for the Mustangs. Here's a handoff running it on a little counter play is Griffin Osing. Has a pickup of about 5 yards here. As we go under 6 minutes to go in the first half, Albie trails 17-14 here on the road taking on the Mustangs.
You know, you just can't say enough about the opportunity as the way I'm going to look at it here for this Blue Demon squad. First time they've trailed all year long in a tight game into the second quarter, and it's really a chance for them to really see who they are and what they want to become. And to me, this is good stuff. This is exciting where they want to be and keep grinding it out and get the first down.
Third down and about 3. Leshen to the flat, complete. Eugen out across the 30, 35 on his feet to about the 38-yard line before he's brought down. A nice pattern there. Not only you show Zach's a great speed, but one of the things that's lost is his exceptional technique.
Just amazing, you know. I mean, and Brett puts it right on the money. It's just it's great to watch.
You know, you just talked about how we can go vertical with that speed of his, but to come out in the flat like that, Jason, it's just nice play calling again. Coach Farrington knows he's got lots of weapons, and that keeps the defense guessing and on their heels. And that's an opportunity for us to really get better at it.
Here's a counter play. This time, met in the backfield and brought down. A face mask is going to come in here late, guys. I saw a paw on that face mask and. Baker will be brought down at the 40-yard line. We'll get the mark off. While we're marking it off on the field, let's mark it off at the scoreboard. Back at the Friday Night Lights studio, Jay Mill gives a quick scoring update.
All right, Davis County leads this one 17-14. Sheraton has been scored on again by Oski. It's 21-7, Indians on top of the Chargers. Now in the third quarter, Iowa City Regina still leads Eddyville-Blakesburg 35-0. It's Murray still on top of Wayne in the second period, 19-16. Sigourney-Keota in the third period now leads Wapello. The Cobras are up 27-0. Pekin leads Pleasantville, but this one's narrowing a little bit, 28-16. Also, we've got Montezuma leading North Mahaska 35-0. Indianola on top of Ottumwa at the halftime break, 21-0. And Centerville trails Williamsburg 27-14. Back to you. We'll have some more scores momentarily.
A counter play there by the Blue Demons on first down. It was a carry of about 5 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 5 for the Blue Demons.
You know, we talk about the depth and the speed and all the talent that's on this team. It's kind of interesting, Jason. I just noticed a player going out, subbing out, and it was a lineman number a little different. It's Casey Zinski coming in for Eli Bishop. You usually don't sub out your centers a whole lot, but that's how confident this team is in all their players to get their jobs done.
Here's a handoff in the backfield. Griffin Osing, a little dive play to the fullback, and it's brought for a loss. That's going to bring a third down. Let's call it a 5 for now for the Blue Demons. A short loss on the play. Ball at the 44-yard line of the Blue Demons. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to go here in the first half. Albie trailing 17-14.
Big third down play here again with under 4 minutes left in the first half. Want to keep this drive going and get a few more yards here. All we need is about a 5-yard gain to get that first down and keep the drive alive.
Third down, 5. Leshen rolls back. Trying to go to the right side to Eugen. Eugen had it momentarily. Well defended there by the Mustangs as Utt on the coverage. Breaks it up as Eugen grabbed it momentarily. But good defensive coverage out there by the Mustangs. That's really was fourth down here.
Was it again? Like you said, just a nice executed play. Just didn't work out in terms of the reception. It was good coverage by the Mustangs to kind of knock that ball loose out of Zach's hands.
Fourth down longer.
Albie set up for the apparent punt attempt. We'll see if that's indeed what they do with Brett Leshen, the punter, back for the Blue Demons.
Trips here to the near side of the field. Baker, the lone receiver on the far side. Leshen stands back at the Albie 35 for the punt. It is a punt. High end over end kick. Inside the 20-yard line and down right there. And Yuga makes a tackle. That is a late flag coming in. It's going to be maybe a little late flag there. I don't know.
The crowd certainly talked him into that, and it's unfortunate. The receiver got it, dropped to a knee, and then popped up and started to run, and Zach Hugan did the natural instinct, which is to make the tackle. The whistle hadn't blown.
There's two flags on the field. Jimmy, you're right there along the bench. Did you see what that indication is?
I wish I could tell you, brother, but I don't know. We're trying to figure it out, too.
The official's going to talk it over. Looks like there may be a best bet here to be offsetting penalties.
Yeah, and then so that you, I don't. Yeah, we'll see what happens here. I didn't see what went on the other side. Certainly, we know what happened on the near side here with Zach. And again, you can't fault him when the guy gets up and there's not a whistle blown immediately. Zach, what's he supposed to do but make the tackle?
Well, that's just it. There was no whistle blown.
Yeah. And then the crowd let the officials know it, and the official finally dug deep in the pocket and pulled that hanky out to keep the crowd going and keep them happy.
We'll wait for the indication. Personal foul on Davis County. I think he gave it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He did.
Personal foul, yeah. And I'm not sure that's obviously the near side, but I'm not sure what's the far side. The official is going to pick up his flag. Would assume there's going to be a conversation.
Let's see. I bet there was multiple
Blue Demon
penalties. They usually give them both. But either way, the Mustangs are going to have the football. The ball will be marked 15 yards upfield. That's going to take it out to about the 34-yard line of the Mustangs. Albie trails here, 3:29 to go in the first half. They trail for the first time this season. Albie trailing by 3, 17-14, your score. We're going to have Cindy's beautiful play of the first half. I think I have an idea which one that's going to be, Dan. And we'll have your Eagles Club impact player of the first half. But Albie like to go into the halftime break with the lead back, and they're going to have to come up with a stop here.
The defense certainly capable of getting turnovers, so that's an option you got to be thinking. Let's try to get theirs and get it back for the offense.
Mustangs with the football. Here's a quick handoff, running straight up the middle. A stunt blitz was on by the Blue Demons, and Albie ran right by that. And that'll go for a gain all the way into Albie territory, out to the 47, 48-yard line. A big pickup there of about 20 yards for the Mustangs. And they're into Albie territory, 3:21 to go. And Mustangs are thinking they want to add on to this lead.
Yeah, Blue Demons had a 9 in the box there right at the line of scrimmage, and they just shot right through there too quick and unfortunately had a big old hole right in the middle for the tailback to get through and pick up that first down and get it across the 50 to the 46-yard line of the Blue Demons.
Two receivers to the far side of the field. Here's the handoff, and running with it is Jones. This time he gets a yard, maybe two, inside the 45, down to about the 43, 44-yard line. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, leaving you guys on live so we don't miss any action. Pella leads Knoxville at the halftime break, 23-0. Centerville still down by a couple of scores to Williamsburg, 27-14. A couple other local scores. PCM of Monroe is up on CMB of Baxter, 21-0. And Bondurant-Farrar leads I-35, 40-0. Back to you.
Second down, and let's call it 8 here for the Mustangs. Again, they'll stay in the pistol formation, 2 backs in the backfield. Here's a quick handoff. Running with it this time is Bassett. Bassett has a yard, maybe 2, and that is it.
Bossert on the tackle. Justin Bossert playing in at that nose or defensive tackle position, is able to get in there and get a hold of him right quick. Brings up 3rd and long. Clock continues to run at 2:15 in the second quarter.
It's a big moment right here for the Blue Demons. Albiot trailing by 3. Perkins comes in from the sidelines. You see a big old 7-4 walk out there, and you feel the earth rumble a little bit.
Want to plug up that middle a little bit, make sure that doesn't come, keep running through there. Again, the Blue Demons for the first time this season find themselves trailing 17-14. Davis County is content to let that clock wind all the way down.
They're going to run it down, and I think they're going to call a timeout here, and they're going to talk it over. While they're talking over, let's take a quick timeout, go right back after a quick message from our sponsors. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Don't go anywhere.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Couple more quick scores for you. We have Melcher Dallas leading Moravia 40-0, and Lamoni leads Seymour 68-0. At the halftime break, it's Des Moines Christian now on top of Pella Christian 20-10. Let's go back live to Bloomfield.
Jimmy, across the way here, big couple of downs here for the Blue Demons to come up with a stop.
It has to happen right now. You know, with a minute and 50, we got to do.
You'd think if they'd get a stop here, the Blue Demons would call timeout and force the Mustangs to punt.
Here comes a handoff, yep. And caught in the backfield, and Bossard right there to wrap up Bassett. Bassett goes down after a loss of about a yard. He's going to bring a fourth down now, and let's call it eight for the Mustangs. They're at the Albia 44-yard line. A minute 35 to go here. I don't know. This is one of those scenarios where
I would have thought we'd have called a timeout and save the clock there so we can at least try to get a score here. Because you know the Davis County Mustangs are going to let that clock wind all the way down. And if not, call their last timeout even.
Still got to watch for the fake here. This is a big moment to watch for the fake punt. Of course, there's some room over there on the right side to just beat that corner if he makes a bite here. So we'll wait and see here. Back at the 45, here comes the snap. And the kick, it's a high booming kick into the end zone. And that will be a touchback. And Albia will have the ball with 59 seconds to go here in the first half. Dan, Albia will have the football at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you know, he went over Blake Bear's head right at the goal line, and he alertly recognized where he was on the field, let that go back, and get that clock stopped. The Blue Demons will get it to 20. It's a quick strike offense, big play offense. Every play is designed to go for six. So with 59 seconds, we certainly have plenty of time to both on the ground and in the air. There's plenty of options. We don't have to just air it out right now either.
This year we've been so efficient in the final 2 minutes of the first half. Last year only one game.
Right.
We did not score in the final minute of the first half, and so this is an offense that's been able to score in a hurry at the end of the half to time break. Kyle and Chelsea Bachman listening in with their four-legged boys. Hello, Kyle and Chelsea. Leshen rolls back, throws it. The ball's tipped and knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete.
Big old hands from the Isaac Hoagland, which we heard pregame there. You know, very good defensive lineman for the Mustangs. There, got his hands up, knocked that ball in the air, almost got the interception on the batted ball.
Albia with the football, trailing here. If you're just joining us, the Blue Demons scored in the first 52 seconds after a turnover, an INT by Bryce Lesh, who took the ball down to the 3-yard line. Albia was able to punch it in there. Mustangs answered with their own touchdown. And then took the lead. Here's a little quick pass. Baker with it across the 40 or 35. Out to the 40-yard line, and that will move the chains, and the clock will stop for the chains to move. Nice little dump-off pass that time to Matt Baker.
Really good place to throw that ball across the middle. Oftentimes the defense thinks you're going to go to the out of bounds and stop that clock, but a well-executed play there by the Blue Demons.
Albie's going to call a timeout with 44 seconds to go. We'll take a quick timeout back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. 17-14, Albia trails here with 44 seconds to go, first half.
All right, let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, where our score is Albia's down 17-14. At the half now, Oski leads Sheraton 21-7. Iowa City Regina still leads Eddyville-Blakesburg 35-0. Montezuma now up on North Mahaska 42-0. Continuous clock running there in that game. Carlisle leads Winterset 28-6 in the second period. Cardinal up on West Burlington Notre Dame by 3, 18-15. And BGM of Brooklyn normally scores 70 points a game. They're leading Linville Sully in the first quarter 28-0. Got a new score coming in here on stream number 4. It's Murray now 25, Wayne 16. We'll keep you up to date, and we'll get you all the scores at the halftime break. Let's go back live to Bloomfield.
Albia with the football after the timeout. 44 seconds to go, first half. Albia trailing 17-14. The Mustangs out in front by 3. Two receivers each side of the field. Leshen rolls back out of the shotgun, throws a fade pattern down the sideline. It's a foot race, and there's
got to
be a flag in there. There was no attempt by the defender.
Oh, my.
the defender, Utt.
He runs
man coverage out there, Dan, and Eugen just ran into him.
Yeah, Utt just kind of stopped, and Zach Eugen, he has the speed, you know, and obviously the hands, if you allow him to get to him, there's absolutely no inclination from the officials to even throw that flag. With 36 seconds left, it does stop the clock with the incomplete pass, but what a huge play that could have been if they'd allowed Zach to get out there and get his hands on that ball.
Well, Jimmy and C across the sideline there, you start to see the hands on the hips for some of these Davis County players.
Well, I think they're a little tired, you know, but they're still excited, Jason. I'm telling you, they're going hard.
Albia stays in the two receiver on each side. They'll put Eugen in motion over here to the far side of the field. Leshen rolls back, throws a fade pattern down to Sarver, and that's well defended there by the Mustangs. That's going to go incomplete and bring a third down here. I really like what they did there, Dan. Zach Eugen, they moved him in motion and put him over here on this right side, and really the Mustangs didn't adjust to that so well.
I was going to say, you know, they've been double coveraging him as much as they possibly can, and putting him in motion really makes that defense have to shift their thinking as to who's got him, who's going to double up on him. So that's a great set to get the Blue Demons out there. He was open in the flat, but Brett Leshen wanted to go deep to Luke Sarver, and he just about had a good beat on it. It was just so close.
Screen play pass right here might be a pretty good idea. Here's a quick dump across to you, or to Osing. Osing gets by the defender, 45, and brought down after a pickup of about 16 yards. And that middle of the field was vacated when Albia put its receivers out on each side of the field, and you could just see that the linebackers were backing up in that soft coverage, and that presented a nice opportunity for Albia.
And the Blue Demons will again call a timeout. I believe it's their last timeout of the half. I think we used one earlier on defense. But the ball, and again, on the Davis County 44-yard line. So now Coach Farrington's going to set the team up with 20 seconds. What are our one or two plays we got to do and possibly spike the ball if we can get a first down?
Well, T, this is where you got to have things scripted.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to know, like Dan said, you got to have one or at least two plays ready to go, and these guys need to know what they're doing.
The sideline becomes your friend here. You want to, and you know, the fade pattern. You know what I've found is that Christian, is that Zach is so fast that even when the defensive backs are sagging off 15 yards, he's running by them when the ball's up in the air.
He can easily get by them, and Brett Leshen, if he just throws it to the sideline, so only to where Zach Eugen can get it, and Zach Eugen mostly does. I mean, you can't stop that play most of the time just because of the way the ball's thrown and how fast Zach Eugen is.
Yeah, if we can get Brett just a second or two to set up, and maybe Zach do a hitch and go, or you know, a little double move, get that corner to bite on the up route, Zach could be by him.
Eugen split here to the right side of the field, dual receivers each side. Leshen rolls back. He's going to throw it across the middle of the field. Post pattern to Eugen. Just a little bit overthrown that time. Boy, that opened up big time right there, Jimmy. That would have been six.
Oh, that was so close. And then, you know, Leshen took a shot there at the end, Jason. I think big number 88 put a licking on him. Hope he's all right.
Well, Brett's
he's tough, man. He's a warrior.
Yeah.
He's a Leshen.
That was only one hit. You're going to dig more and more.
He'll remember. He'll get one back. That's Connor Davidson in on the hit there, as you said, Jimmy. And nice little play. And, boy, Zach Eugen had a little seam, was open, just couldn't get the pass right to him in the mark.
14 seconds to go. Leshen rolling back, throws it across the middle. It's complete, and that will go for a first down. Sarver gets the first down to the 30-yard line. And got the chains will move, and there should be no more timeouts. The chains do move. They'll wait for the chains to set up. Albie's going to set up and spike the football with 7 seconds to go. Yep, plenty of time here. Brett, take your time. Get the thing set up. Ball to the 30-yard line. Leshen comes under center and does spike the ball. 5 seconds to go. Albie will have one play here. And, gentlemen, here's the question. We haven't seen the range of Bosser, but on his kickoffs, he's been able to kick it out of the end zone. So do we go for a three here, or do we try for the end zone?
You know, I think you're going for it here. You haven't had a chance to kick a field goal. Bossert has one heck of a boot, so I think it's well within his range, believe it or not, if you're looking at potentially a 47-yard field goal. But I think he could do it. But I really like the call. Coach Farrington wants to go for it here with 5 seconds. Get a quick
last
touchdown.
Play of the half. Leshen, a fade pattern down the sidelines. Eugen is open at the goal line. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
What an amazing play.
Wow.
Zach Eugen.
Wow.
Zach Eugen with the defender in his face gets knocked down. But as he was knocked down, the ball goes into the hands of Eugen, and there is a flag on the play. And you got to wait that they don't call this offensive pass interference. But it would be insane, Dan, if they did, because Eugen was the only one going for the football here.
Yeah, now the official's talking an awful lot. That's to be a defensive interference, you would think it's an awful long discussion to be having. To me, it's a no-brainer.
But
this official is talking way too long to be a defensive interference call. We'll see what they've got here. Boy, it's making me nervous, I'll tell you right now.
We have to wait for the indication, but there is no way. That is the second time tonight that the defender has stopped while Eugen's been in his pursuits for the reception. It's going to be Albion, and that's too bad.
That is so wrong. You know, he is going for the ball. The defender's in his road. He has a right to go to that ball when the defender is stopping his progress right at the goal line. There's absolutely no defense that should be allowed like that. The officials have missed that a couple times tonight. It's very unfortunate.
And the defender, you know, if the defender turns around and looks for the football, then you're going to have a chance here. But that is an offensive penalty. The clock should there shouldn't be a play left.
No, they're marking it off like the Blue Demon is going to get one more play, but that's not correct either. A defensive penalty you don't finish a half on, but offense you unfortunately do, and it's just a bad call.
Jimmy, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, you know, they're giving another chance at it, Jason, and that's right. Dan's right. They shouldn't be doing that. But the thing about it is, I mean, how many missed tonight on the other direction? You know, I mean, come on. But, hey, it's football. Anything happens.
T, you were across the way. You saw that. I don't think anybody could have a better view than Dan and I. But boy, I tell you, that's a tough one to take.
There's no possible way that was offensive pass interference. Absolutely none.
Well, they're going to mark this off, guys.
I'm amazed that we're going to get another offensive play. Yes. That's the only bright spot to this. I mean, the penalty is huge, though. I mean, it's just almost impossible for us to get to reasonably think about getting a score here. They've marked it off. The ball's at the 44 now of the Bloomfield of the Davis County Mustangs. And now the coach is talking down here about how are we getting one more untimed down with offensive interference.
Well, we're going to get the play here. The ball at the 45-yard line after the 15-yard markup. But I'm going to tell you one thing that you can't take away, and that was the amazing effort by Zach Eugen. And, boy, he is making his mark on getting that impact player of the first half. He's already made two amazing catches, guys.
And we'll not get the opportunity, but I'd really love to hear what the official, how he made that call, what he's thinking. You know, was there contact with Zach with the defender? Yes, but it's because the defender's in his road on his pass route. I mean, that's defensive interference. Zach didn't move him to get anything. He was just going for the ball, and it's very unfortunate. I mean, like I said, I'd just like to know what the official saw in that play, that he thought it was more an error on the offensive side as opposed to, yet once again, a defensive penalty that wasn't called. And we are going to get one more player. This is quite a crew here. I don't know who hired them, but it's an interesting crew.
Well, the pass interference. What?
And they said decline, but they marked it off. I am not sure. He just waved that the penalty was declined, but they marked us
no
back.
Sense. We'll just call this last play of the first half.
Wow.
Albia, as Lesher rolls back. Has some time. Plants, throws it downfield, heaves it up. It's underthrown. It's going to be caught or intercepted by Bassett, and the Mustangs will take the lead into the halftime break. 14-7, Albia trails here. And, Jimmy, you talked about momentum being one of your indicators if Albia's going to have success, and the Mustangs have been able to get that momentum here, at least in the first half.
Well, Jason, you know, football is that. You know, whoever's got the momentum, you know, that's how games are won, you know. And sometimes maybe not the best team or whatever, but when you gain that momentum and it just keeps rolling, good things happen. Or the opposite.
Well, T, you get to see that team.
Not blaming the referees, but they got to shape up their end of it, and we got to play better. There's a lot of the ball game to play yet.
All right, Coach. Good half, buddy.
That's your Breece Rest Home interview. Your local licensed residential care home, Warm Hearts, Caring Hands, Breece Rest Home. You heard Cindy's beautiful play of the first half with Zach Eugen at midfield, and Dan. That's got to be our Eagles Club impact player of the first half as well.
Yeah, I think without a question there. And I think I really like to listen to Coach Staten as he talks. He's been at this, as we've said so many times, you know, he's gracious enough to give us that interview. He's got a lot on his plate, but still giving us the time to really hear what he's talking about. We saw him conferring with officials, and now we know why. All he's wanting is just to make sure they're seeing and paying attention to everything. He's not disputing the call, the offensive interference, a little push off there by Zach Eugen. But what he would like to see is the holding and the grabbing that's going on with Zach 7 yards, which is beyond the 5-yard line of bumping and any contact. So it's just great Coach Staten just making sure the officials know where he stands in a very polite and courteous way, and the Blue Demons got to come out and play football.
T, you guys, you see the faces of that Blue Demon football team after they come out of the halftime break. What's the mood of that Blue Demon squad?
Determined. That's it. Determined.
Well, Jimmy, you can see it in Coach Staten's eyes. You can see he was resolved on the fact that this team has what it takes to get the job done here in the second half.
You know, he's just calm, cool, and collected. Yeah, he knows we're all right. We just got to do things better this half, you know, like you said, you know, and worry about this half and win this half, and, you know, good things will happen. We'll be all right.
See, you talked about the trenches making some changes up front there. You know, you have been a part of that offensive line. What are those things that you think they're talking about?
Oh, just the alignment and the adjustment on this. I mean, the biggest key to winning a football game is alignment adjustment. Once you get that correct, everything goes smooth. So just working on the alignment and adjustment, knowing what you're going to do. That's the biggest key on the offensive line.
Here's your Connelly spray foam insulation kickoff. Ryan Sarver from the 3-yard line across the 15, 20, 25, and brought down right there in a nice open field tackle by the Mustangs. Albie will take it over in the first possession of the second half. And Dan, the first possession of the third quarter is so important. It can tell the tempo a team's going to have the entire half.
You know, and we talked about that as the coin toss came. It's the third time here, I believe, that we've won the coin toss. We defer to the second half, which that allows us then to receive it to start the second half, which is a great thing, especially, unfortunately, as we're trailing 17-14. Now we got a chance to get out there and really set the tone for the second half, let the Davis County Mustangs know what the Blue Demons are about and see if we can stand up and deliver.
Bless you. And a fumble on the play out. It's loose on the ground. And T and Jimmy are across the way. Did you see who come up with it?
Mustang football.
Ah, boy, Dan, we talked about the turnover bug. We've avoided that the entire first half of the season, and that's a big turnover right there.
Yeah, it just looked like it just kind of slipped out of the hands there. The handoff didn't look good. It just slipped and had a little contact there and popped it loose, and unfortunately the Mustangs were able to fall right on top of it.
Well, this defense, who's been challenged tonight, finds its way back on the field. Albion, with a three-point deficit, turns the ball over. On the first play of this second half, reminisce of that first play of the first half where Albia got the turnover from the Mustangs. 11:47 to go here, third quarter. Just underway second half. Albia trailing by three. Here's a quick handoff with it and met in the backfield. And then falling forward is Jones. Jacob Jones takes it for a yard, two, maybe three. And here's a flag coming in late. And this might be a personal foul.
You know, Jacob Jones having a very good game tonight, coming in tonight, only had 85 yards total rushing, had a, I believe it was right at 40 in the first half tonight, so he's doing a very good job for the Mustangs.
I'll wait for the indication here, guys. With the penalty's been a sore spot for us here in the early part of the season. Really, there's been a number of, there's a personal foul both ways, so,
No.
Personal foul on the Mustangs.
No.
Oh.
No. So I think that, you know, the play came in. I think there's an offensive lineman came in to kind of push the pile a little bit after the whistle had blown, and so it was just unsportsmanlike conduct there. We'll mark off a 15-yard penalty, which is huge for the Blue Demons. Get them marched back. The Mustangs will now have the ball first down from the 37-yard line.
The Southern Iowa Technology text lines is up and functioning. Give me a text at 641-799-1437. The Eagles Club listening in says, go Big Blue. And Jacob Heeman is out working on his barn, listening to the radio. We need a Blue Demon comeback for sure. Here comes the Mustangs after the 15-yard mark off. It's going to bring a first down and about 23. I'm sorry. Three receivers out to the far side. Here's Joan with it. And no check. It's going to keep it. Met in the backfield. Bossard on the stop. Another loss. Good read that time, T. That happened right in front of you. Bossard read that well. And that's what he said.
We get the size. We just don't get the actual words.
Yeah, Tia, you get to see that. Your mic is back on, big boy. No, it's not. Just kidding. Gee, when he's sorry to throw that mic.
Well played that time. I think it was Bryce Leshen coming in on the near side, wasn't it, on a little blitz there, and kept right on Utt and got a hand on him, and then it spun around. Utt, very strong, got out of the grasp just a little bit, but then Bossard came in to finish off, and also Dalton Fulkerson on the tackle.
Second down, now let's call it 17. Here's a handoff, running with it is Bassett. Bassett has a pickup of 10, maybe 15, all the way down to the 26-yard line. Pickup of about 15 yards is going to make it now third down and about 11.
Yeah.
Got a lot of that yardage back.
Yeah, very good play. You would think it'd be a passing play there with a long distance to go, but the Mustangs staying true to their offense, running it right up the middle. Well executed, and the Blue Demons not able to stop it until a 15-yard gain.
If you're just joining us, the Mustangs have the lead here. They took the lead going into the halftime break. 17-14, Albia trailing. 10-14 to go, third quarter. Here's a quick handoff, running ahead is Bassett. Bassett down inside the 20-yard line, has another pickup of five or six on a little hitter that goes right over the left side of that offensive line.
Just, again, it's hard to explain. It's just well executed by the Mustangs. They're able to slide underneath there and go. Does bring up a fourth down and about 4 yards. Looks like the Mustangs will kick the field goal, I believe. So the quarterback came out of the play. So are going to try for the field goal.
Interesting, though. You know, points matter for sure, yep. But...
be a 35-yard punt, or excuse me, field goal.
So Connor Young set to do the kicking. Ball will be spotted at the 25, a 35-yard. He's already has one in the books from 37. Here comes the snap. The kick is up. It's high enough. He just kills that thing. That thing is no good.
Wide left. Wide left.
That you could hear the fans below us cheering that one on. I'm telling you what, folks, Jimmy, that thing would have been good from 50 plus yards.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah,
very impressed.
He's got quite a boot on him, that's for sure. Just missed on the accuracy side there, but boy, he hit that well. Pressure coming in from the Blue Demons. Thought maybe a chance of getting a hand on it, but boy, not able to get it before the kick went up.
T, that's such a big stop for this Blue Demon defense.
Huge stop. Huge stop. This is Christian's microphone, by the way.
Well,
you know, I told my wife I was going to be on the radio tonight, and I don't think she's going to believe me.
Well, your name's been called a lot, just not much out of that voice of yours. That beautiful singing voice that T has as well.
Thank you.
Dan, did you know that Tim, he can carry a note?
Yeah.
Can't carry a mic, but he can carry a note.
That's why we don't give him a mic, because he can put us all to shame.
Oh, for sure.
So Blue Demons will start with the ball on their own 20-yard line, so got the work cut out for him.
Here's the power eye, a handoff, running ahead is Sarver. Sarver met as he gets to the line of scrimmage. That Mustang defense really playing low and aggressive football up front, Jimmy. This is a defense that will pursue the ball in a hurry.
Well, here's the thing, Jason. Well, you think about, you know, they're not going both ways, but these boys, man, when you're not tired when you're doing this well. That adrenaline they have going, just fighting through it. They're believing themselves right now, and and we got ourselves.
Second down now and 10 for the Blue Demons. Albia right at the 20-yard line. Leshen under center, an offset eye, and fumbled on the play, and Leshen's going to pick it up. Boy, I'll tell you what, guys, you're down there. The field condition report brought to you by the Albia Country Club. Guys, is the field a little wet? Is there a little dew on the ground? What say you?
Yeah, it's a little wet.
That ball came up, slipped right through Brett's hands. Casey Zinski is at center now. And, again, we talk about how they kind of bounce them back and forth between the two centers. That could just be a little bit of getting used to and accustomed to each other as well. But Brett got right on top of it. Unfortunately, brings up third and 11 now.
Third down long. Leshen rolls back, has time. Plants throws it, trying to get to the flat, and it's nearly intercepted. Baker, now I wonder where the flag's there. Baker in a pattern well defended by the Mustangs, but there's about two or three bumps right there. Incidental, I'm sure, but I'll tell you, it just...
And the play was, the throw was a little bit off where Matt wasn't quite in the right spot for it, too. And I'm sure the officials might have thought he just not a catchable pass, just a little out beyond where he could have gotten to. But again, you know, tip your hat to the Mustangs. Yep. Well defended. Brings up a fourth and long for the Blue Demons. Going to have to punt it. They're deep in their own territory.
Fourth down here and 12. Leshen standing at the Albia 10. He'll be punting here. Jones back deep for the Mustang. Here comes the end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 45, rolls inside the 40, takes an Albia bounce, and then will be brought down at the 37-yard line. 8:02 to go here in the third quarter. Albia trailing by 3, 17-14 the score. Here, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, we've got some finals here in the Tharp Funeral Home. Friday Night Lights Big Board. Montezuma in a final over North Mahaska, 48-0. Oskaloosa still leads Sheraton, 28-7. In a final now, Iowa City Regina continues their win streak now at 46 as they beat Eddyville Blakesburg 42-12. Murray on top of Wayne 42-22. Pella leads Knoxville 33-0. And at the half, Centerville trails Williamsburg 27-14. It's the first annual Muddy Outdoors four-person best ball open held at the Albia Golf and Country Club Saturday, October 19th. We'll have more details coming up for you on that. Back to you guys.
Mustangs with the football, first and 10 from their own 36. Here's a quick handoff. Bassett with it out across the 40. A pickup of 6 or 7 yards over the right side. Bassett, boy, he's a compact runner, Dan. He keeps his pad level parallel to the ground and hits a whole hard.
Doesn't. Those legs just keep moving. He's really able to turn out yards. Even after a little bit of contact, he'll spin and get himself squirted through and loose. Just doing a good job tonight for the Mustangs. You can see why he's their leading rusher.
Second down here and short for the Mustangs. Ball at the 44-yard line of Davis County. Here's a handoff and being met as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Good defensive pursuit by the interior defense by the Blue Demons.
Justin Bossard in there just grabbing him right from the side. Did a great job of doing his gap and then getting across to the other side of the line.
Jimmy, you like those big guys. Justin's one of those guys that plays even bigger than what he is.
He's just a tough boy, dude. I'm telling you. And I love the kid, you know. He's just brute, and he puts a smile on, and he hits him, and he frowns, and he's ready to go at all times.
Third down and two here. Albia trails by 3, 7 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. The Mustangs got a third down short brawl at the 45-yard line of D.C. Boy, I'll tell you what, the no linebackers. Everyone's on the front line for the Blue Demons. You better bring the go quick. Here's the fake handoff. Utt rolling to the right side. Running for his life, and he'll be brought down. Great defensive job by Hugh Sinclair and Bryce Leshen on that. Boy, I'll tell you what, boys, if you don't get that one in a hurry, that is a lot of room right behind that line. Nine guys on the line.
Coach Bear putting it all on the line right there. Brett Freshwater shot the gap first, was able to get in there, flushed out of the pocket, wasn't able to get the tackle, but then right there immediately was Hugh Sinclair as well, as you said, Bryce Leshen, to make that tackle for a yard, 2 yard loss there. Brings up an apparent punting situation, but you never know. They're not too deep on this one.
You want to make sure you're watching the fake here. Fourth down and three. They're in the punt formation. Jones back. And he gets a end-over-end kick. No, spiral kick. Sends the ball beep. And that one's going to bounce and roll inside the 5-yard line. Shadow Lesher picks it up at the 5. Gets a block across the 10-yard line. Still running out across the 15. Boy, I'll tell you what, that was gutsy there by Shadow. That ball looked like it was going to roll into the end zone, and it just died. Shadow picked it up and really saved Albia from some field position right there.
Flag on the play. We got a Albia Blue Demon down and a little leg injury there. It might be Brendan Bassett, and you kind of wonder if it's maybe a block in the back or somebody cracked back on him. Shadow Lesson, you know, is dealing with a high ankle sprain, and what a gutty, tough player he is. Saw the ball, thought there's no reason to go get that. Actually, there's going to be a flag on the Blue Demons, block in the back as this initial signal. But Shadow, when he saw the ball was going to die out about the 1 or 2, realized he had to get that ball scooped up and try to get some yardage back, and did. Unfortunately, with a blocking penalty for the Blue Demons, is going to put it back and negate that gutty performance by Shadow.
Well, they'll mark off the penalty. The Southern Iowa Technology text line is open for you. Send a text to 641-799-1437. Send a text in the picture where you're listening tonight. Coach Tino's listening in. He's working on his combine. Glad to have you along. Hope the harvest is going well. Solingers are listening in La Villa. Dad and Paco working on Paco's truck. Hello, Solinger family. First and 10 for the Blue Demons. Ball at the Albia 9-yard line. Albia pinned deep in its own territory. Here's a quick handoff for Osing. Straight ahead. Nice, powerful run right there across the 15. A pickup of about 6 yards on that first down carry. Albia with the football, trailing by 3, 5:35 to go here in the third quarter.
Sure, it would be nice on this possession to get another touchdown. You know, get us that lead would be really good. And then, as we talked about tonight, you know, touchdowns are important not only for the Blue Demons, but also folks get that car wash next week on Touchdown Tuesday. Right now we're at $1 off. We've got 2 touchdowns on the night, so 9699 is our code for next Tuesday, 9699.
Here's a handoff and running with the football, a gain of about 4 yards. It looked like someone got a face mask there, the way the helmet snapped back of Ryan Sarver. See, but no flag. You guys and your mics.
Yeah, face mask on that one.
Meds are working, Christian.
Here's a player timeout. Let's go real quickly while they get one of the players worked out there. We're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's get your Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board here as we've got some more games going final or getting close to going final. Pekin leads Pleasantville 49-16. Sigourney Kyoto all over Wapello 47-22. Also, Pella still leads Knoxville 33-0. It's Fairfield on top of Keokuk 6-3. Indianola still blanking Ottumwa 27-0. And Cardinal at the halftime break on top of West Burlington Notre Dame 18-15. Twin Cedars leads 44-22. That score just coming in. That's now in the fourth quarter. And Melcher Dallas on top of Moravia 62-0. Let's go back live to Bloomfield in high definition.
Hannah Conley, Conley's texting in. Go Big Blue. So proud of Albion Blue Demons. Here's a quick handoff running for the first down. They measured the – with. Brought the chains out, measured now, become just a little short, but Griffin Osing will move those chains. He gets the first down. You know, we haven't called Griffin's number much this ball game. He got a few carries early on, but Albie then went to the air.
Six carries, yeah, for 24 yards, not able to get a whole lot. Doing a nice job here the second half with a couple hard runs up the middle, which is really his bread and butter, and did a very good job there to get that first down.
Here's the handoff, running with the Sarver. Met in the backfield once again, brought down a loss on the play. 4:40 to go. Albie with the football, trailing by three here in the third quarter.
Text from home there. Wife Julie's home listening, and she's got the rally hats on along with Phil and Kathy Brown and Mark and Julie Carlton in the neighborhood trying to get the Blue Demons going from afar.
But there was a – they were backwards. What does that rally hat actually look like, Dan?
I'll see if she can get me a picture and shoot a text this way, Julie.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line, 641-799-1437. Here's Sarver with the pitch. Leshen out there with the lead block. Sarver lowers his shoulders, gets a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. Jimmy, what a love out there. Brett could not wait to pitch that ball off so he can go out and lay a block.
I'm sorry, these mics. Yeah, this is amazing, Jason. I'm telling you, we're all right. We're going to come back. We're running hard. They got the game. We're going to be all right.
I like the way we talked about that in the pregame, too. Ryan's really disciplined in his running, waiting for those blocks to be set up. Did a nice job there stretching that play out as far as he possibly could to get that, get as many yards as he possibly could. And even though it's a third down and about 7 yards here, it's still a good play here for the Blue Demons.
Leshen rolling back, throws it in the flat, and is nearly picked off by the Mustang. Baker was the intended receiver. That ball thrown just a little behind Matt Baker. And, boy, that was a bullet dodged right there, Dan Stocker.
It was, you know, just, Brett, I think a little miscommunication between Brett and Matt Baker as to where the route was going to finish up. Wasn't thrown where Matt was going, and so I maybe just wonder if the route was just off a little bit.
Albie will be forced to punt once again here. Fourth down and six, 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. Albie trailing by three on the road. Leshen stands at his own 15-yard line. Here comes the snap, the kick, and it's blocked. The block punt. The ball is on the ground, and the Mustangs will come up with it at the 31-yard line where Davis County continues to keep the momentum its way, T. Those big-time special teams plays, they have been a favorite of Albia, but tonight it's been the Mustangs.
We're with you, Jason. His mic's not working, but, man, momentum, I'm telling you, they're just keep. You know, that's just, it's hurting us right now.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate there, and it, you know, looked like it was going to be set up for a really nice punt, but just didn't able to get that taken care of as they'd hoped. Mustangs get the ball in great field position. I do want to mention, too, folks, we've been giving you those scoring updates all game long, as we have all season long. And don't forget the Thunderbolt app that you can download for your Android or iPhones. Along with that, in addition to get those scores, don't forget the shout-out version. Like, we'd love to hear some shout-outs, where you're at, where you're listening to us, who you're rooting for, anything you'd like to talk about that's clean and safe for the air.
And safe for the air, like you said, Dan. Yeah, give me you know, our Blue Demon fans are more capable than this. One, they're more technology savvy than this, and the second thing is that they're passionate about it. So let's hear from you on the shout out, as Dan was just saying, on that Thunderbolt app on the bottom. Let's look for that megaphone, and it's easy to do. Just push the record and send it to the station. Here's a text coming in, sitting by a bonfire, listening to Big Blue. Go Demons, Greg Wynn texting in. Second down now for the Mustangs. After the block punt, the Mustangs in Albia territory. The ball at the 30-yard line. I think the Mustangs are going to call a timeout. Let's do the same here. Albia trails 17-14. The Mustangs out in front here. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Drought and cold weather are problems that keep you from getting the best results from your crops. Inflation, economic uncertainty, they are major factors that keep you from getting better results on your investments. Hi, this is Brian Crosser with Edward Jones. While I can't help you with the weather, I can review your investments and find ways to help you save money with tax advantage investments and prepare you for retirement. Call me at 932-7762, or better yet, stop by the office, 18 Washington Avenue East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
It's harvest time in Iowa. Bring it on in, boys. We'll supply the classic hit country, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Not rolling back. It's being pursued. There's a block out there and out of bounds. That picks up five. He's being pursued there, Dan. The heat was on, and then a block came in there to spring him free. Gets a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to bring up third down, and let's call it six here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, Hugh Sinclair was coming in, and block came in, and it looked like the helmet was actually behind Hugh, and so, which would have been a block in the back, but the official thought it was a clean block nonetheless, and no flag means the play stands, and a big gain for the Mustangs there on what potentially could have been a sack for a loss.
Texts are coming in now. You can send us a text, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Nate Hollmeyer listening in from Iowa City. Third down here for the Mustangs. They're holding on to a three-point lead over the Blue Demons. Hutt being pursued. Now he's going to tuck it under. He's going to carry it inside the 25, all the way inside the 20. He'll move the chains. A first down for the Mustangs to the 17-yard line. And Davis County trying to stretch out this lead. A three-point lead here with 2:15 to go in the third quarter, 17-14 Davis County.
Owen Hoberman checking in. He knows a little bit about football. Certainly played at Central and a standout at Valley. He's listening to his Valley team right now on the radio, and they're winning tonight. Big game there. So appreciate you checking in, Owen. Bill Anderson is yelling it up for Big Blue to get it going and get going, Big Blue.
Spencer, Andrew, and Aaron all decked out in the blue right here in D.C. Along the way. Hi, guys. Give me a wave. First and 10 for the Mustangs. Here's the quarterback keeper. Utz got it inside the 10-yard line, fighting his way forward close to the first down marker. Boy, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, the Mustangs have got it going right now.
Well, here's the thing, Jason. Defense, you can't be doing tappy-tappy. You got to do some rappy-rappy with a tappy-tappy. We got to get in there, and we got to wrap them up. We're just allowing them to run over us. Can't do it. But, you know, D.C.'s doing great, too. I mean, give them compliments.
Hey, certainly tip your hat to them when they're doing a good job. But you're right, Jimmy. We just got to go in and make those tackles and take care of do the business that we have done all year long.
Two receivers out to the right side. Mustangs with the football, second down short. Here's a handoff, and Jones is going to be brought down close to the first down
marker.
The ball was loose. The guys, you're right down there, right in front of it.
He was down. He was down, I believe, Jason. But, yeah, the ball came out.
It's going to bring a third down, it looks like. T, you're usually my marker guy. Usually wrong, but you're usually close. What do you got, buddy? They're going to be a little short.
Yep, a little short. About a yard.
Get your mic back,
yard.
Bud.
Yard.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
Oh, there we go.
Third down and less than two here for the Mustangs. 52 seconds to go, third quarter, 17-14. Davis County on front. Morgan and Donna Kirk listening in from Pella. D it up, Big Blue from the Andersons. And Kevin McCarty is listening in Altoona. Glad to have all of you along here. Third down play for the Mustangs. Here's the option play out to the left side. And being brought down, a loss on the play. Well read that time. That defensive end read it well. And that is, I believe, that is Dalton Folkers.
Between Folkers and Boston in there, made up pitch that ball a whole lot quicker on the option than it was designed. Really broke that play from the get-go. Allowed the Blue Demons to cause that play to go for a loss. Brings it a fourth and about three. Again, they're bringing out the field goal team. They'll take 3 points if they can get it here. We'll see if the Blue Demons continue to get pressure up the middle, maybe get a block here, or maybe a missed field goal again. Well, would sure be nice.
This is a victory here regardless, guys, as we conclude this third quarter. To hold them to a three-point attempt after the turnover is a big stop for the Blue Demons. We're going to find out when we come back. Albia trails going into the fourth and final quarter. After three quarters, it's Davis County 17, Albia 14. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights in Blue Demon Football.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
More and more people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Health Care of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignment.
Albia. Trailing by three, and the Mustangs to try for a field goal here. This is going to be a kick from about the 17-yard line. Certainly more than enough leg out of this young man. Young set the kick. Here comes the snap. Good snap. The kick is high enough. Of course, it's going to be long enough. Did he get it good enough? And he did this time. And his second field goal of the night. And it's a two field goal. It's a touchdown lead now for the Mustangs. 20-14, your score, 11:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take another quick timeout. Come right back for the Connelly Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Albia Golf and Country Club for the first annual Muddy Outdoors Open. Where we join in today, Jeff Van Polen is on number five. He takes out a 7-iron. He swings. Oh, that's a bad hit.
My God!
I think he took the name of the tournament. Literally, he is definitely muddy on that shot. Van Polen took a drop. He's on the backside of the water again. Here's a swing. Oh, he's up on top of the hill, folks. It's a long way to the bottom if he wants to hit the hole. I think if I were Jeff Van Polen, I'd just pick up and take an X on number five.
If I was Jeff Van Polen, I'd stick my club in the bag and...
Boy, Jeff's in a tough spot. Take an X, Jeff.
Hi, this is Mike Madison with Albia Golf. We have great membership deals going on right now for all new members. Please call today, 641-932-8057. Thanks.
Spray foam insulation kickoff. The Blue Demons trail by six here. 11:57 to go in the ball game. Mustangs open the fourth quarter with the field goal, and here comes the Blue Demons on the return. Sarver with it. Ryan Sarver on the right side has a lot of blocking over there on the right side. Gets across the 30, 35, still on his feet. 40, 45. Midfield into Davis County territory, and a big special teams play right there. Big C, we talk about special teams being special. The Mustangs have had it on their side. This time the Blue Demons get a big play.
That's right. Special teams are special, and hopefully that brings motivation and excitement to the offensive line, knowing that we can do it, and I think we're going to do it, as you can hear our crowd right now.
And the our new washer and dryer, and my wife is at home washing clothes. Now, how about that? That is
a hard count by the Blue Demons.
That is a great to hard count right there by Brett Leshen, drawing the Mustangs off. But man, I want to give a shout out Rick Whistler. Wow, he's a first class. You need something done and done right, plumbing. New air conditioning. Rick will get it done right. Big shout out to him.
Oh man, I tell you, he's bailed us out many times.
Hey, does he work on help. Does he work on wireless mics or no?
I don't know. I think the mics are not the ones that need batteries. I think it's the guys holding the mics. Hey, here's the one for you, Jimmy. After this play, I got a text coming in. You'll like this one. Leshen hands it off. Osing this time falls down, slips up and falls down. Was getting a nice pull block there by the guard and by. Ryan Sarver, but slid in the backfield. Here's the text coming in. Let Jimmy talk more. Hacksaw from Pella.
Hacksaw, here we go, babe.
Jeremy Hackett checking
yep.
in. Representing from the days back in A Avenue. I want to give Kenny a shout out, too. Rick and Kenny. Kenny not only built my wife a platform for her new washer and dryer, but he built her a step, too. Nice job, Kenny.
Good man.
Second down long here. Leshen rolling to the right side, has time. Now the pursuit. A fade pattern, and there's a push off by Eugen.
How is
that
not a flag? Had
broke the two defenders, and then the defender reached out and just pushed him, Dan.
Yeah, took him off bounce, and there's not even a consideration of a flag.
Wow.
Not even want to think about it, maybe reach for it, but nothing.
T, you were right there. You saw the whole thing, and I'm making this up, and I don't want to pick on the refs. It's a tough old job out there wearing stripes.
Tough job, you know, but you gotta do your job. I mean,
right.
crying out loud. I feel bad. I mean, he's getting molested every play.
You know, first time, okay, so be it. But once you've been pointed out, you've been alerted to it by your other coach, you'd think it at least in a proper manner, you'd think you'd at least start watching for that and see that. And it was 15, 16 yards downfield there, and he's just pulling on him.
Leshen rolls to the right side, plants. throws it deep towards the end zone, underthrown, but there's Eugen again. Concentration almost come up with it. Dan, I'll tell you what. You just throw the ball up, and Zach is like bread on the center field. He'll go get it.
Yeah, no, he'll make a play. He's going to give you everything he's got, and that was a great job. Threw two defenders again, and Brett put it right there where Zach could come back and made a nice little pop move to get to it, and it bounced off his hands once, kept his focus on it, almost made the bounce off his hands, almost made the catch then the second time around. Right at the goal line would have been an amazing catch yet again for Zach Eugen. Certainly more than capable of doing it, but unfortunately it just dropped out of his hands.
9:27 to go in the ballgame. Albie trails by six. Leshen comes to under center here, fourth down and long. Leshen rolls to the right side. I think he's got some room to run it here. Brett plants. Waits, nothing there. He's going to tuck it under and try to go back the other direction. Gets a block, running with the there's a flag on the play, and Baker gets the completion inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line.
Coming back.
And this is coming back, but I'll tell you what, I saw the same thing happen right over here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and the official's just waiting for it to happen so he can throw that flag. He's just waiting for it, and there it goes. And certainly, I don't have an issue with it. It was a block in the back. It was an ill-advised block, trying to help spring your quarterback free. Brett still kept his presence to get that pass to Matt Baker. And so it's going to negate a wonderful play, scramble play. Brings up fourth and even longer now. Be fourth and 22, so we'll see. Well, I assume. See the mark off here.
There'll be a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul. That's going to take it all the way back to about the 44-yard line. That'll be interesting if Albie might just punt it here.
I think you about have to, unfortunately. It's your team's got more than capable of getting that big strike on there, even for a first down is all you're looking for, not necessarily the touchdown. But, boy, that's putting a lot of pressure on this offense to get that done right now.
9:09 to go in the contest. Albie trailing by 6, 20-14 the score. Tell Stocker we need some Brian Baker domination. No doubt about that.
Boy, I tell you, that was a man when I was playing. He was a treat to be able to play alongside Brian Baker.
He was a special kind of player, no doubt about it. Heffron camping. The Heffrons are camping on Des Moines River. They give a shout-out. Boy, guys, I'll tell you what, we have had our moments, and you've got to make plays, and you have to have things go your way. As Jimmy has talked about it, we've talked about it, momentum is a funny, funny thing. We got a timeout. Are they going to take an official's timeout? I'm not sure what they're doing here, guys. Something in the north end zone they're pointing to.
Big T.
Danny, can you see?
Sorry.
Tim?
He's going home. His mic's terrible.
Well, I wish he would have. I wish he would have put his clothes on instead of running across there. He got so mad. Tim Bates streaking across the field is a stop of play.
Is it a girl or a boy? Good thing we're not live.
I'm not sure. We are live, but
no,
not sure what happened there, guys. Tim. Come back, buddy.
He's pouting. We love you.
Let's get some scoring updates. I don't know what they're doing on the field, but we'll get a scoring update as they try to figure out something on the field. Jay Mill,
save us.
Too goofy down here,
buddy. All right, we've got some finals here, guys. It's a Pekin in a final over Pleasantville, 49-23. These are all finals. Montezuma over North Mahaska, 48-0. It was Sigourney Kyoto all over Wapello, 47-22. Murray beats Wayne tonight, 47-22 as well. Iowa City Regina beats Eddyville Blakesburg, 42-12. Hey, did any local team win? Oskaloosa beating Sheraton in the fourth quarter. It's 35-14. Indianola beats Ottumwa, this is the final, 34-7. More scores coming up.
Well, guys, they're bringing the one of the school officials into the stands, and... And I'm not sure what they're doing here. Oh, that's not good. They're escorting a fan. And, they got the fan gone. But that's insane. And, But nonetheless, an Albie fan, which was sitting over here, has been escorted out of the game. Yeah, that's crazy. Fourth down now and a long for the Blue Demons. T, I'm glad you put your clothes back on and grabbed the mic, buddy. I was really worried for a second.
Thanks.
Leshen set the punt for the Blue Demons. Come on, man. Let's go get some. Brett standing at the midfield stripe. Gets it. It's a sharp kick. Kick towards the sidelines. Rolls inside the 10-yard line. A beautiful kick there by Leshen. It's going to be out of bounds at about the 7-8 yard line. Good decision there. Now the defense has got to step it up, Dan. This is a big play for the defense.
It is. You know, the defense has really proven itself to be solid all year long, and so there's no reason to not think that this would continue on here in this possession, but they've got to find a way to get a stop here. Three and out would be ideal. Let's get the ball back in the Blue Demons' hands. We're only trailing by 6, 20-14, again, with 9 minutes left, so plenty of time for the Blue Demons to do what they need to do. You got to think the defense is still fresh and strong and can get a stop right now.
Well, Albia's defense is going to be tested right here. The Blue Demons are being tested. 20-14, your score. 9 minutes on the clock. Hey, Jason, Dan's wife, Julie, and the neighbors are cheering on the Blue Demons. Here comes a handoff running straight ahead, and a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards. Right up the middle goes Jones for the Mustangs. Always listening to you guys in the broadcast. We can't be there. Keep up the good work. Go Big Blue. Dan and Deanna Blackford. Well, you guys have got a heck of a young man playing for this Blue Demon team. He's going to be one of the dominating linemen in the future, Trevor Blackford.
Trevor is just an incredible young man. He was a treat to coach when we had him in youth football, and I just love watching him continue to grow and develop and get better.
Love his attitude.
Yep.
Second down and long here. Here's a handoff, and Met, as he gets to the line of scrimmage and brought down. Boy, that was a ton of brick hits. So brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery, Bryce Leshen, and I didn't see the
Justin
other one.
Justin Bossard.
Wow.
Justin Bossard.
Boys, we're going to have to figure out the impact player of this ball game. We need a player to really step up and make a play here in the second half for us. Albia is trailing by 6, 8 minutes to go. The Eagles Club brings the impact player of the first half and of the ball game. If you want to make an impact on your community, then join them at the Eagles Club. It's renovated, and they got fresh 1919 root beer on tap, and you can get that in a frosty mug. Third down now and 4. Shotgun formation, and here's a fake handoff being pursued and being brought down from behind. A sack in the backfield, and the Blue Demons make a big stop all the way back to the 10-yard line, and that was a rundown from the behind on the Blue Demon defense.
Attaboy, Peanut.
Nice job there, the Blue Demons. They bring in about 8 in the box there, and they're just coming hard with it and did a good job. Bryce Leshen's flushed them out and just dropped them. For a loss, as you said, brings up 4th and 8, and the Mustangs are going to have to punt this away, the ball back on their own 10-yard line.
One big stop for this Blue Demon defense, T, and now a big special teams play would be huge. Just what I thought. Here comes the punt. Pursuit was on, nearly blocked. Short punt, fielded at the 45-yard line. Running with the football is Leshen.
Bear,
no check.
Bear.
Bear inside the 35, fighting forward and brought down to 33-yard line where this Blue Demon offense has got to come out and put some points up on the board. 6:45, Albia trails by 6.
Player hurt for the Mustangs.
And while they attend to the player, let's get some more scoring updates back at the Friday Night Light Studio. Jay Mill gives a quick scoring update.
All right, with 2 scores, that means $1 off your car wash on Touchdown Tuesday at the Automated Wash at Wash & Go in La Villa and Albia. Your code this week is $96.99 for your buck off so far. Oskaloosa leads Sheraton 35-14. Some other scores, Carlisle beats Winterset 43-12. Central Decatur all over Clark 21-7. Bonneran Farrar in a final over I-35, 54-0. Centerville gets throttled at the end of the game to Williamsburg, 61-14 is the score we've got here. Melchior Dallas all over Moravia, 62-0. PCM of Monroe at last report was beating CMB of Baxter 21-7. That's the scoring update. We'll have all
touchdown. Zach Hugan with the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Albia with the touchdown. Zach Hugan on a one play from the 34-yard line. Hugan ran the flag pattern. It was open at the 5, and his friend Brett the Jet Leshen dropped the bomb on the defensive backfield. Touchdown, Albia. Touchdown, Zach Hugan. And he's vying for that impact player of the ball game. 20-20 score. And now, gentlemen, here is a huge, huge extra point attempt, and we talked about Albia's had its moments getting everybody set up here. Yep. This is a big extra point for the Blue Demons. Albia's going to call timeout. Leshen will walk over and talk it over. They want to get everything organized and set up. But Albia has tied it up. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back here. 20-20 score. The Blue Demons have tied it up.
people of all ages are turning to chiropractic health care. There's a reason for that, and a doctor who can help you find out for yourself just how much chiropractic health care can improve your life. That doctor is Dr. Matt Sarver of Chiropractic Health Care of Albia at 909 South Clinton Street. No matter your age, Dr. Sarver can diagnose and treat common spinal misalignments that can occur from lifestyle or injury, which cause you pain and discomfort. Contact Dr. Matt Sarver at 932-2939 or stop by today.
Big play by Zach Eugen from Brent Leshen. And, Dan, that is how you answer and get the momentum going back your way.
Well, we talked about that defense had to come out and make the stop, and they did just that. They got the three and out, forced the punt, nice return. Everything just started moving. You could just see it coming on the punt return. You know, one of the Davis County kids got hurt on the tackle, you know, and so that's just us hitting hard and giving hits and continue to bring it. Brett Leshen has shown that he and Zach have just a sink and a rhythm to them, and they were able to get that touchdown strike. Ties it up 20-20 with 6:36 left. This extra point should give us the lead, and you got to think you're going for the one at this point. No reason to go for two or anything. You know, it's not going to matter in terms of a differential, and the defense is going to have to come out and make one more stop.
What a play, Jimmy. You talk about Zach Eugen. Zach on the attack. That was a big-time play of a big-time player.
Oh, Jason, you can tell that they work in the summertime. The beautiful pass, the beautiful catch, all in one big package right there.
Here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough, long enough, it is good enough. Albia has taken a 21-20 lead, 6:36 to go in the ball game. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back with the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. You're listening to Blue Demon Football.
After 12 years of working out of our home, we decided to kick my mother, Leslie Goodlow, and the girls, Dara May and Cindy Stafford, to the curb. That curb is located at 20 Washington Avenue East, otherwise known as the Cutting Edge, with services including perms, pedicures, cuts, colors, wigs, waxings, extensions, and manicures. Available 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday, with appointments earlier or later available upon request. Walk-ins are always welcome, or call us at 932-2111 to make your appointment today.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Big-time play out of a big-time receiver, Zach Eugen, coming up with the touchdown. Albia has taken the lead. And it really started after a special teams play there Blake Bear.
I think it's those rally hats in my neighborhood there. Yeah. You know, Julie Carlton, I believe, has a birthday on Sunday, so that's just a little birthday special for her. Schofields have joined in. They got those hats working there in the neighborhood.
Here's a Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff, and Bossert sends this one into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback, a big boot there by Bossert. But that's a special teams play, Big T. That was as important as to set up that drive right there.
The special team.
Pump fakes. Plants, going to throw it across his body down the sideline. Underthrown is complete, though. Complete and brought out of bounds at the 45-yard line by Bryce Leshen. And that, again, that's the same receiver, big number 33, Connor Young, on the reception. He just got open on this right sideline.
He's running that go route. That's the third time tonight we've had that, just not – having the over-the-top coverage there on that zone defense. We get a little miscommunication. You could see the corner and the linebacker out here looking to see who was supposed to cover here. Just got to get a better job of shutting that down. We had him where we needed on the third down and 10. Now with 5:25, clock continues to run. We still have the one-point lead, but we've got to get a defensive stop.
First down, 10 now for the Mustangs. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Jones. Jacob Jones inside the 40, down to the 36-yard line. The Mustangs on the march here. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the contest. Albia has got the lead after trailing as much as 6 points for most of the second and third quarter. Albia has trailed. First time all season Albia trailed in any contest. And the Mustangs now find themselves down by just one. And starting to get in the field goal range here. 4:50 and counting for the Mustangs. Ball at the 36-yard line of Albia. Hutt gets his play from the sideline. Stays in the shotgun. Here's the handoff. Jones with it and brought down. Looks like he's going to have the first down, Dan.
Yeah, he did. Just a nice straight up the middle play there. And Jones has been running very strong tonight. Again, he came into the contest with only 85 yards rushing, and he had 42 at half. So he's had a very good game out of him.
Got a timeout. They're going to measure here. Now, T, do I even attempt to go to you? Now, T's running over there. Let's see if Tim can spot it up. He is our spotter. He can look over the top of most of the linemen. T, buddy, get a beat on it. Roll the dice.
Yeah, I think we're first down.
Yeah, it sure looked like it was a good surge on there. I thought it was actually a little further than that where they spotted it. So it's a favorable spot for the Blue Demons. But it's,
ooh,
man, just by boy. A nose. By a nose.
You're like, huh?
Yeah.
That one.
What'd you say, T? Because you got to try that again, buddy. You're on the run.
Nothing.
Your mic can't keep up with you.
I know it.
He's outrunning the radio signal.
T with the call. He called it right. The Mustangs with the first down here. 4:34 to go. Albia with a one-point lead. 21-20 your score. Ball at the 35-yard line of Albia. Mustangs with the football. Utt gives it off. And oh, he's going to fake it. He's going to run with it inside the 30. Kick. Gets a pickup of about 5-6 yards. They're going to mark him with his forward progress stopped at about the 27. That's going to be an 8-yard pickup. Defense really being tested, guys. This is you knew this offense would have to score some points in every contest, but the defense really getting this first test of the season.
Really being shown what they're made of here, and they're getting a chance to grow and develop right in front of our eyes here. And again, made some adjustments throughout the game here the Blue Demons have, and I think they've, for the most part, have worked, but they've got to come up with the stop right now and keep that field goal, at least a long one if they do attempt.
Here comes a first down carry for the Mustangs. They'll take it inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line, 3:57 and counting. Now they are within field goal range. We've seen their kicker, Young, kick from 35, 37 yards. He's got the leg to kick it even further than that, as we've seen earlier.
Yeah, he's definitely capable. So it's a matter of whether the closer you get, the easier it's going to be. With just under 4 minutes now, 3:57 is the time. Again, the Blue Demons do have the lead, 21-20. So we've got the lead right now, but really would like to keep them from getting points on the board, because then we have to come up with a big play and a big strike.
But in the shotguns, he's been all night long, lone back. Is Bassett. Hands it off to Bassett. Bassett hit in the backfield and will be brought down after a short gain of about 2 yards. Second down, and let's call it 8 for the Mustangs. And, Jimmy, this is a big, big, big stop for this defense.
Well, like Dan said, you know, they're growing up right now. I mean, right now it's time to grow up and do it quick because, you know, there ain't no, and this is it. You're 3 minutes left in the game, basically.
3:20 to go, as Jimmy just mentioned. 3-yard pickup by the Mustangs. Let's call it 2. Sorry about that. 2-8. Second down, 8 here. The ball at the 21-yard line. Now two backs in the backfield. Here comes a handoff, and running ahead is Jacob Jones. He gets to the 20-yard line. A nice defensive stop there by that defensive line, Dan.
No, the Mustangs, of course, are just happy to grind and push it forward. They're not necessarily worried about that first down again with the kicker. They know they've got the leg to get the points. They want to get the clock to run down is what they're working on right now. Blue Demons are going to conserve their timeouts for when they get the ball back and hope for a missed field goal. You know, hope for the best, which we've certainly seen. While he's got a strong leg, the accuracy can be questionable. It is a high school player.
They're going to run a lot of clock here. 2:35 and counting. Albia with a one-point lead here, 21-20. The Mustangs with the ball just inside the 20-yard line. It's a third down, and let's call it 6. Mustangs are going to call timeout. When we come back after the timeout break, a quick timeout break, Albia will find itself with a one-point lead. 2:29 to go in the ball game. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
All the scores, one station.
This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Third down, 5 for the Mustangs after their timeout. 2:29 to go here. Albie with a 1-point lead here. Hutt rolls back. Here comes some heat from the outside. A fade pattern, and it goes incomplete. Well read that time. Yes. A good pressure there by Bryce Lush, and along with Brett Freshwater bringing the heat. This is going to bring a fourth down here. And
Hunter Weldon in coverage out there did a nice job covering the receiver, and then they actually broke off to try to make the interception, but it was well overthrown.
Here comes the field goal attempt. It's going to set it up here.
What's nice is the clock stops.
Yep.
You know, on the incomplete pass, so we don't have to burn another timeout here with 2:22 left. If Davis County's fortunate enough to make this field goal, then we still have enough time for the Blue Demons to score.
37-yard attempt here, Dan.
Hoping for that miss.
Young, who's got the leg to do it from 37 yards out, the chance to take the lead for the Mustangs. Here's a snap. The kick is nearly blocked. It's left, and it's hooking good. And the Blue Demons defense has stood up the Mustangs and got the extra point or the field goal attempt to go wide. And Dan, that young man can kick the ball a long ways. But unfortunately for Albia, they got that pressure, and the snap was a little bit low, and that brought a little heat in there. And I think that took the concentration of the kicker off just a slightly.
That was the shortest kick he'd had. I mean, he has been booting him very long. That thing barely would have cleared if it had. And he just, I think, the nerves and the snap was a little off, and he hooked it. The grass a little wet. A lot of pressure on that young man. It's a spot to be put into. They know what's at stake. You know, we don't talk a lot about this because the Blue Demons don't talk a lot about this, but, you know, they're 4th in the state in 2A, and the Mustangs know that they want to knock off a giant. That's a lot of pressure for that young man to come into, and I think that's what we saw between the center and the holder and the kicker, a lot of that kicking in there. And what I really love about that play, not only the breakthrough, obviously a big gainer, but once he saw the pressure coming for the tackle, there is nobody I want to have hanging on that ball than Griffin Osing. He wraps both those mitts on there. There is no way anybody's going to knock it loose or get a strip or a fumble or any sort of turnover. You know, just an outstanding job. A huge play for the rushing yards, for first and foremost, but then to wrap it up, it's just a great sure-handed running back for the Blue Demons.
Way to go, Pekin Panthers. A nice win over Pleasantville. That shout-out from a Panther fan. First down and 10 now. The clock under 2 minutes, a minute 47 to go. I'll be trying to hold on here with a 21-20 win. Leshen comes to the line of scrimmage. Waits for the clock to milk down. Takes a snap, hands it off, and Osing straight ahead, still fighting forward, across midfield, still on his feet, moving forward, moving bodies all the way downfield. How about that surge you talked about, Christian? This would be a test, and the Blue Demons' offensive line coming through.
That's correct. The offensive line just firing out, blowing hard just like they should, and they're getting the job done. And Griffin Osing, wouldn't hold on to that ball, bud. Good job.
Great second half. Norm Stocker from Monticello, Minnesota. Familiar name there, Danny boy.
What's the matter? You lost my cell phone, dude? Shoot me the text.
Kaylee Gray checking in from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hello, Kaylee.
Nice little rush there. Like you say, 59 seconds. The clock continues to tick. 21-20. The Blue Demons will be happy to take this if we can get out of this game and take that as we can.
Take a knee right here.
Get the victory formation coming up right here.
There's a knee, and the Blue Demons will run the clock out 47 seconds and counting. Jimmy, this is a gut check win for the Blue Demons. If they don't, you know, we got one more play here, but this is a gut check win for Albion.
You know, you hate to win them like this. You know, you want to just dominate like you've been doing, but this is okay. This is okay. This puts a reality out there that, you know what, sometimes you better bring a better game than you brought tonight. You got a little 1-point victory is what we did, Big.
Well, Albion's with 24 seconds. Leshen will bring the victory formation once again, come under center, and he'll snap the ball and take the final knee of the night. Leshen takes a knee, and there's a. The final play of this Blue Demon night. The Blue Demon fans are on their feet greeting this Blue Demon football team, who will walk over and after shaking the hands of this outstanding effort by this this tough-minded Mustang team. And Dan, we're going to get to all of our texts. We've got lots of texts coming in. But give credit where credit's due. The Mustangs came in tonight. Not only were they a more physical team than what we've seen in the past, a more athletic team than what we've seen out of the first 3 weeks, but they were a more prepared football team. This team really played assignment football.
And they did, and executed their offense very, very well. Dave Schooley talked to us in the pregame, the voice of the Mustangs, about how he really thought the key for them was coming out with a passing attack, and that's exactly what they did. That's how they got their 2 touchdowns. They had some big plays with the quarterback and passing, so they did a very good job with that. They came out and did their brand of football, which is something we haven't seen. A huge test for the Blue Demons. You know, any time that these two teams face off, no matter what, we've seen that 2 years ago in Albia, we were not even supposed to be in that ball game. Davis County was supposed to pull us away. We were able to pull that game off. These teams play every time they get a chance.
It's kind of like it's like every rivalry. It doesn't matter the difference in the potential talent on the field. Yep. It goes down, like you said, Dan. It's character, and both these clubs have character. But the Blue Demons did find a way, and that will be the storyline that will conclude this ball game. But let's go across the way on our Wilers 1, 2, and 3, Mike. Big T, Jimmy, and Little C over there with the wireless mics to let this Blue Demon team sing to its Blue Demon Nation. And that is your Blue Demon, victorious Blue Demons singing to their fans who drove all the way down here to Davis County and to get the big win. And Dan, we're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio in a second, get some quick scoring updates, and we'll come back and wrap things up. But a gut check for the Blue Demons tonight.
Oh, it is, and it's exactly what this team needed. They needed to find out where they are and find out to test their mettle. They have high expectations, high goals, but to get there, you've got to come out.
With me now, hey, Coach, tough game. Let's give hats off to their team. They brought some strong boys. That they won the victory. They wanted to beat you bad, you know. And our kids showed heart tonight. They could have gave up. They could have gave up, and they never, you know. So now, what do we do coming next week? I mean, this is a great victory, but it's a one-point victory. I kind of like it myself because guess what? It shows us reality is every game, man's a new game. So what are we going to do to get better for this week coming up?
Well, winners find a way to win, and these kids are winners, and they found a way. They had to fight from behind, and sometimes the breaks were going against them, and sometimes the calls went against them, but they kept plugging away, and the defense held them at bay, and then the offense came alive there and got the job done. So as beat up as we are, we have 8 guys on the sidelines wearing civilians, and we had a couple more look like they're limping along, and we just got to get healthy and take them one at a time. But I'm really proud of the way these kids fought from behind, and then they held off a good team from getting down and scoring. So
one thing I want to say, Coach, you know, and I don't like to take anything from the refs at all, but you know, I mean, I've watched a lot of football games in my time, and you have watched a lot yourself, you know. What do you tell the boys when you see these things happening, you know, and it's plain as day these calls should have been made, you know, and I hate to say that, you know, we won the game, but these calls were not great calls, and what, you know, the kids are working so hard, and it's like there it is, you know.
Well, I tell them that when you're on the road, you got to play the other team, and sometimes you have to play the officials. And when they make a call that doesn't go your way, you have to flush it and focus on the next play. You cannot get all bent out of shape and angry because they missed a call. And there were some calls missed, but officiating is not an easy job. But we don't let them get under our skin or take our focus away from our job. And I thought our kids did a good job of doing that. They were frustrated being held on pass routes down the field, but they're able to overcome it. And you have to do that when you're playing with officials that let certain things go.
Well, I thank God we have good coaches that do not go crazy in situations like that. You know, you want to scream, you want to yell. But I thank God for the man you are, brother, because you know what? We don't do that. We don't do that, and I thank God for you once again. Go enjoy your team. God bless. Enjoy the one-point victory. Still a victory, brother. Love you, man. Take care, brother. Back to you, Jason.
I just get entertained, Dan, that that Coach Dayton gets his pep talk from Jimmy every week. I love it. Hey, great job. But, you know, he's calm, cool, collected. And, guys, we got a tough decision to make here, and we're each going to come back with our selection for the impact player of the ball game, courtesy of the Eagles Club. But we want to get our fans updated on the scores from the other game. So, folks, you're listening. We're going to get you're going to be a part of the impact player choice tonight. So get your phones out and get ready for the Southern Iowa Technology text line. When we come back, we'll get some quick scoring updates back at the Friday Night Live studio, and then come